The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Yoh, Benzona ice cream. That's pushing it a bit far, Rolien Marx.
Oh, well, it's been a day of entertainment, especially since I did hear you hitting those high notes, much to my great entertainment. But what it hasn't been is a day of rushing down to the nearest super to buy up cartons of Ben and Jerry's. Well. So let's break it down. Yesterday we broke the news on air that ice cream manufacturer Ben and Jerry's, because they are now politically conscious and of course not hypocritical at all, announcing that they will no longer be selling their product in what they call the occupied Palestinian territories, therefore denying Palestinians in East Jerusalem and other parts of disputed territories their chunky monkey or what used to be my favorite cinnamon buns. But congratulations to Ben and Jerry's for really helping to solve the crisis between Israel and the Palestinians by denying us some calories. But sarcasm aside, let's take a look at the situation. So yesterday came the dramatic announcement, and of course anybody who was anyone got onto social media to opine and, of course, put together some really fantastic memes. One of my favorites, I can't say on air because it involves an Arabic swear word, which I found quite funny. So what has transpired since? So It's important to understand that Ben and Jerry's, even though they are owned by Unilever, because I've heard people like shouting, you know, we need to boycott this and we need to boycott Unilever. Ben and Jerry's, although owned by Unilever, their board operates independently. So Unilever have released their statement and it reads as follows. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict is a very complex and sensitive situation. As a global company, Unilever's brands are available in more than 190 countries, and in all of them, our priority is to serve consumers with essential products that contribute to their health, well-being, and enjoyment. We remain fully committed to our presence in Israel, where we have invested in our people, brands, and business for several decades. Ben & Jerry's was acquired by Unilever in 2000, and as part of the acquisition agreement, we have always recognized the right of the brand and its independent board to take decisions about its social mission. We also welcome the fact that Ben & Jerry's will stay in Israel. It's very important that we understand this, because this wasn't a decision made by Unilever. In fact, there are disputes between Unilever and Ben & Jerry's at the moment because of this decision and because of how it could possibly harm Ben & Jerry's Israel, that manufactures in their factory in Israel, and the hundreds of jobs that that could affect. So what has happened today as well, since the announcement last night, which saw Foreign Minister Yair Lapid call them out, saying it's morally repugnant, and also said that the decision is anti-Israel, we had former Prime Minister, now head of the opposition, Benjamin Netanyahu, tweet out that now he knows what ice cream not to buy. And he knows, people, because he is a fan of the ice cream. We also today heard that Prime Minister Bennett has spoken to Unilever and has said that Israel's response will be vigorous, and that the decision made by Ben & Jerry's is anti-Israel. We also have heard from Palestinian activists like Bassem Eid, who said that this is a win for BDS and does not benefit Palestinians. The Palestinian Authority tweeting out that they are ecstatic about this. And we also had our ambassador to the United Nations and to the U.S., Gilad Erdan, writing to 35 governors of 35 states of the United States. This is very important because these states have adopted legislation that sees supporting BDS as illegal. So right now we have a decision made by Ben and Jerry's that could be illegal, and what will happen in the next couple of days to couple of weeks will be quite telling. But I don't think that they expected the pylon that they have had people calling them out for their hypocrisy in singling out this conflict as opposed to over 100 others, and also for naming flavors after people like Linda Sarsour and the Women's March, where Linda Sarsour had to step down because of anti-Semitic comments, and also the offensive comments that she made just a couple of weeks ago about the IDF's efforts in Surfside in Miami. So watch the story, guys. It's going to be a very, very interesting one. However, it is quite telling to see that kosher supermarkets across New York State and across the United States are getting rid of their Ben and Jerry's. And all I can say is that Golders here and Haagen-Dazs, their sales are about to spike.
It's fascinating. It's fascinating how political conflict is manifested in the ice cream war, because that's exactly what is happening. Ayman Odeh looking very happy, spooning himself a big old spoon of Ben and Jerry's this afternoon.
Well, that tells you everything that you need to know about this. But politicizing food only contributes to the conflict. It doesn't solve anything. All it does is divides people. It's really, you know, this is a company that talk about happy cows and corporate social responsibility and all those wonderful virtue signaling things that we have come to hear about, but in fact are actually contributing to a climate of hate. And news just in, this is very important. Mm-hmm. Miss Eilat, the Miss Universe competition will be held in Eilat.
Well, there you go. Isn't that interesting? Rolene, things definitely hotting up in the north. I'm pretty amazed that anybody from Lebanon is firing anything, because I thought the economy was so absolutely collapsed that they didn't have funds to do that. But clearly I'm wrong.
Well, what we've seen in the north over the last 24 hours is that the Syrian media are alleging that Israel struck targets north of Aleppo. But following this were two rockets fired by Palestinian groups in Lebanon towards Israel, one intercepted by the Iron Dome and one landing in an empty field. And Naftali Bennett, he's our prime minister, has said that we will not accept any kind of spillover. And as you've just said, this comes at a time where Lebanon is in grave, grave economical crisis, but yet they still have time, elements within Lebanon to do that.
It's absolutely remarkable. And then staying with politics, Gunn speaking to Abbas, what are they talking about?
Well, this is quite a significant occurrence. I mean, I don't know if Ben and Jerry's do irony-flavored ice cream, but while they were talking about boycotting, our defense minister became the first very senior Israeli official to speak to Abbas. This is after 4 years. And he wished him Eid al-Adha Mubarak, which is a greeting I extend to our Muslim listeners who are listening in. It is Eid al-Adha, and we wish you a happy Eid. But also they spoke about advancing confidence and building trust measures between the two people. So a very, very important conversation indeed.
Rolene, we've got a minute or two left. I see there's some really interesting news coming out of Israel in respect of possible drugs that could fight COVID. 100% success rate in a Jerusalem lab. I mean, that's astounding.
Well, this is what we are concentrating on, how we can contribute to the world. So we've, in case you missed it, last week we have our vaccine being tested in the Ukraine and Georgia, and we have our medicines being tested right here in Israel and being tested very, very successfully. And hopefully this will contribute towards putting this virus, or putting an end to this virus for once and for all.
Rolene Marks, we will continue the next installment of the Ice Cream Wars tomorrow. Thank you for your input today and for taking me to 5:30 on the dot.
It is my pleasure, and we will chat again tomorrow.